this StoryCorps piece, 9-year-old Juan Mario talks to his mom and dad about their childhoods in Venezuela and Mexico, and learns about the commonalities and differences between their lives.
Dad, how was your life in Mexico?
My life in Mexico was very much different than my life in the U.S. The first house we lived in Mexico was made out of cardboard. Then it was made out of chips and pieces of wood that my father gathered. Not until I turned 8 or 9 your age, my father and my brothers all built for the first time a concrete and brick room. I started working at the age of 5. I did various jobs as a street seller. At 14, I got my first paying job working at a hotel at the cleaning staff when I met a missionary from Davenport, Iowa, an American. The crucial question that he had for me, he said, if you had the opportunity to study in the U.S., will you take it? And I said, yes, I would. When I was 17, he then came to my hometown, Tepic, Nayarit, and asked my mom and my dad for permission for me to come to the U.S. and study. So my parents signed a document giving me permission to come to the U.S. when I was 17.
Mom, how was your life in Venezuela?
My life in Venezuela was good. I grew up in a little town in the border with Colombia. And I grew up seeing my daddy working long hours in the coffee plantation. I saw my mom working hard, making sure that we have everything that we needed.
I have a question to both of you. Is my life kind of like the same of yours? Is there one part of my life kind of the same like one of yours, or is it all different?
It's very different. Your life is full of opportunity. I don't think that anyone wanting a better life for their children, it's a crime. I am very proud of you, my son. And no matter what you do, I'm always going to be proud of you because you're my son.
We have something in common. When I grew up, I had my mom and my daddy with me, and your daddy have mom and daddy too. So, and you have both of us that are always going to take care of you and your sister. The best gift that we want to give you and that we want you to preserve is to always recognize that family is the most important thing that you can have in life, okay? And that only God can give you that gift, okay? It is hard for people to move from their countries, but now we feel that this is our home.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.